Good times and great music at 2NUR FM 103.7. Well, look, that marker in time, that 30th of June, it will be here very, very shortly. And a lot of our stores, whether they be shop fronts, online businesses, whatever, are shifting rapidly into end of financial year sale mode. And to help us decipher some of that this morning is the editorial director at Choice, Mark Serrells, with a question this morning: are the end of financial year sales really worth it? Mark, thank you so much for your time. It seems that we are bombarded year-round now with sales periods, and a lot of stores are renowned for being on sale every single weekend. So in terms of end of financial year, is it really worth it?
I would say that the end of financial year sales are one of the more real sales. Is that the right word? I'd say that those sales, Black Friday sales, January sales, are kind of the most salesy and the ones that I would be looking at the most, for sure.
All right. So maybe if we put the word real in inverted commas then, how about that? That's a nice safe zone. Does it also depend on what you're looking for, or and more importantly, to make sure that you don't let the concept of the spending endorphins run away from you?
Yeah, I think that's spot on. For me, when it comes to sales, what I'm thinking is like, what do I actually want? What do I actually need? Instead of going into the sales with the mindset, oh, I'm going to spend some money now, I don't know what I'm going to buy, but let's just see what pops up. If you're more likely to go in with like, oh, I need a TV, I need a laptop, I need a tablet, and then you can do your research beforehand so you actually know what is a good price and what is kind of like a made-up sale. I think that's the advice I would have for any sales period, really.
Yeah, watch the was and now stickers, I suppose, is one way around it. Do you think also we are more likely to let things run away from us in terms of spending when the item of those fun things like TVs and computers and phones, they're fun things as opposed to items that we have to have, you know, that might be a little bit more boring?
Yeah, I think that's why the end of financial year sales is kind of the most dangerous in a way, because you know, I'm in the market for a TV right now. I don't think I really need one. I just want one, so I should be following my own advice here, really. But the thing is with those big ticket items, there is the end of year, especially TVs, for example, this is a good time to buy a TV, realistically. So you have to separate, you know, your own instincts from the things you really need, just spot on. But there is a time and place to buy some of these things, and kind of sometimes those sales periods are that time.
Yeah, that wall of colour television sets when we walk into the store, so it is very nice. Now, if you have decided that you're about to get out there and see what is on sale, check out the bargains, the Gang of Choice, you have put together a bit of a list of ideas how we can shop smart. And these might be a little boring, but they might actually keep those dollars in our pockets while still picking up a bargain. Stick to the basics.
Yeah, I think when it comes to sticking to the basics, you know, it's just like, do your research, know what you're going to buy beforehand, don't get carried away, don't buy something you don't need. I think that's, and also when you're buying a product itself, don't worry about all the additional fancy stuff. If you're buying a TV, the most important thing is that it has a good picture. If you're buying a laptop, the most important thing is that it has enough like RAM and processing power to do the job that you need it to do. So don't get sucked in to silly things like, you know.
Well, I know with televisions, Mark, I mean, they did go through a couple of incarnations of those extras that didn't really last. Like, they tried to bring back 3D for a while.
Oh,
and those,
my gosh.
And, yes. the curved televisions, which also spilled out into computer monitors. So I think a lot of people, well, this is the latest and greatest, I'm going to get one of those. When they realised that the curved TV wasn't for them, they may have had to go back to something else.
Yeah, the tech industry especially is just gimmick after gimmick after gimmick, you know. You got to avoid that stuff for sure.
Now, buying an older model can actually be advisable as well, because the brand new one that's got all the latest bells and whistles, there's kind of a bit of a theme here today. If you get the model that it's now a bit of a run-out sale, this might be a chance to pick up something that's still fresh and new, but it's just not the latest model number.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, especially with mobile phones as well. They come out, and TVs, we keep harping on about TVs, but those tech items, they release a new one every year. And if they have just released a new one, stores like JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman, etc., are quite And they're usually in a rush to get rid of that older stock, so they're usually heavily discounted, especially around the end of financial year. So jump on that. That's the other thing, if you're doing your research, especially with TVs, check the model numbers. Make sure you're getting the right one. And if you know that something's being replaced, tell the person that's selling you the TV that, so that they know that you know, so they can't do a dodgy over you, and you can say, look, give me $100 off this, I know it's the old model.
Yeah, the old finger poke to the eye. I know that you know that I know that we all know. But that whole mantra of do your research really is a theme that runs through choice, to be fair, as well. A couple of other quick points before we let you go. One that some of us may struggle with, some people are very bold in asking for discounts, but I guess if you don't ask, Mark, the answer's always no.
You know, I struggle with that as well because I'm a born people pleaser. I don't want to be that person that's like, you know, making someone's life difficult, especially in a store. What I usually do to avoid this is I will keep a tab open with online sales for that item, especially if I'm going to a store. So you've been talking about TVs. I'll have like, here's how I can get it for this much online. I don't know if I want to pay this much if I can just go home and order it online. And then people are more willing to give you that discount. If you actually show them, like, here's concrete evidence of the savings you should be giving me, I think that makes that whole thing a bit easier to deal with.
Yeah, and particularly if it's a competitor as well. And the last one, which I know comes up not just in sales time but other times as well, is extended warranties. We've got to watch that you're not sort of paying for something that we're already covered by our very own Australian consumer law, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm from Scotland, as you might have guessed.
Really?
We Australians are really lucky with Australian consumer law. It's really good. It's really helpful. It avoids you having to pay for these consumer warranties. Don't do it. It's almost never worthwhile, especially with tech goods. You're almost always covered for as much, if not more, than what you're going to get for these extended warranties. So just avoid it.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your time there. Choice's very own groundskeeper, Willie, is the editorial director there. Try and save us a couple of bucks at end of financial year sales, mate. Appreciate it. And it looks like you're off for a new kilt online. So good luck with that.
Thanks heaps, man. I appreciate it. Bye.
All right, make sure you do shop safely and keep the dollars in your pocket as much as you can while still supporting our great local businesses. It's a bit of a fine line, isn't it? End of financial year sales, are they really worth it? The question, I guess, is still, answer to that is still maybe.